So obviously you love reading Reductress on the internet.
But what if you could hold Reductress in your hand?
Well, now we can do that for you because we have a book coming out this fall called How to Win at Feminism.
The Definitive Guide to Having It All.
And then some.
This is the absolute Bible for those of you who just need to know the real deets about how to win at feminism.
You'll learn how to do more with 33 cents less.
How to be sex positive even when you're bloated.
How to love your body even though hers is better.
The 9 circles of hell for women who don't help other women.
Designer handbags to hold all your feminism.
And how to get catcalled for your personality.
This is a fresh take on women's rights through the lens of us, the funniest women in the entire world.
True.
If you have this book, it'll be your womb manual for life. You'll shatter that glass ceiling once and for all, but you'll still need to clean up the mess.
You can pre-order by going to howtowinatfeminism.com. And the book comes out on October 25th.
What?
It's so romantic.
Honestly, this book is so romantic. So go to howtowinatfeminism.com and smash that pre-order now, like.
Open wide, it's
mouth time with Reductress.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Div.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
We're trapped in LA.
We don't know how to get out.
We look at who's subtweeting us this week.
Find out how we stopped comparing ourselves to others better than Sarah did.
And we talked to the writer of Pitch Perfect and the new show Girl Boss, Kay Cannon.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and avocado hacks.
We love to hack an avocado.
Hack
with a knife.
You gotta.
Okay, so when we found out that we were going to LA for work, we were like super nervous.
I was so nervous. The last time people walked across the country, it did not go well.
But apparently people don't walk across the country anymore and planes are real. TBH, we were baffled.
Truly thought planes were part of movies only. Otherwise, why would we not just take them instead of Ubers?
Right. Anyway, like Div made me a cute cocktail and I woke up 20 minutes later in LA and it was amazing. But I don't know what day it is.
I think it's either Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh,
but I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably one of those.
Yeah, but it feels more like a Wednesday, which is like
it's just
weird.
Crazy because like I thought that we had a weeks long journey ahead of us when I thought we were coming to LA. I had no idea that it was just going to happen in 20 minutes.
Yeah, like you went to West Elm and got a covered wagon, which is so cute.
It was honestly so cute. And now I don't even own it anymore.
Yeah, it's like a shame to not use it. Yeah, because they wouldn't let you have it on the plane. It got confiscated at JFK.
They said it was like half the size of the plane, so they couldn't put it on the plane.
Yeah, and JFK, more like Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Let me have a covered wagon
yeah.
and coach.
Yeah.
Let Brave. Me have it. But the other thing is like, yeah, we fully didn't think planes were a thing.
Yeah.
Mostly when we go places, it's either like a sex man is carrying me and he's like in me and I'm like fuck you,
and for me it's like an Uber.
Yeah So like it was weird to deviate from that, but honestly I'm used to deviating things because I'm a deviant. I'm a registered predator,
and we love it.
And like going, first of all, airport security is like wild. Somebody should write some kind of comedy about like anything to do with this experience
I thought it was so funny because like everyone had to do it. And I also thought it was so funny that we had to take our shoes off because it was like, is someone going to steal these?
Yeah. And the thing is, you were pre-check, but you like didn't want to go through.
What?
You got pre-check, which like apparently means that you're special. Like they just knew. But you were like,
I literally, it sounds
you were passed
like
out.
You're talking another language. You gave me a drink.
You were in
it
a blackout.
So good.
It was just lemonade.
I literally like woke up 20 minutes later and we were in a lie.
It was 6 hours, but it was just all the sugar and the lemonade made you vibrate.
Which brings us to our theme, which is
trapped in LA.
Because we are
trapped in LA. Remember that plane we were talking about earlier? It brought us to
LA,
where we are trapped
and we don't know how to get out.
Not that we're sure we want to. LA is like really different from New York.
Okay, like Uber is the same,
right.
But everything else is weird.
Everything is so weird.
And Uber is only one thing. So that's like so many things that are weird.
Yeah, like here's the thing, like apparently burgers aren't available here, like yeah. people just don't have them.
I've never had one in New York, but I'm not even allowed to have one in LA.
No, of course not.
Horses don't live in apartments here. What the F?
I mean, I think that might be more of like a you thing than like an NY thing.
Literally, I've never lived in an apartment that doesn't also have a horse in it. And then I come to LA and it's like not a thing.
No, it's true. This is like a big change for us. Apparently, it's like, where are the stairs?
Right.
They're not like, where am I supposed to sleep? Like LA just doesn't have staircases.
It's nuts.
Very weird.
Also, like the tall buildings like look like dirt.
I know. Got
like slopes up them and plants on them. And they're so much taller than buildings.
Yeah, and you can hike on them. Yeah, and like people bring their dogs out.
Crazy.
So weird. Oh my God. Speaking of dogs, all the dogs out here are either brown, white, or black.
Yeah, I know.
It's like nuts.
It's like, hello, get some imagination. But also like, I love it. They all match.
Yeah. We've been in LA for like a half hour and it's kind of nuts.
Crazy. But it's also hard because like I miss Nimbles and Chab.
Oh, they didn't come to LA with you?
They're both too tall.
Oh.
Do you miss anything back home?
Yeah. I mean, I love LA. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't want to be one of those New Yorkers who's like, I hate LA.
No, you're not like that at all.
I'm not. I'm like a dictator. But like, I mean, I like it, but I really miss my night terrors.
Oh.
Like, they're very specifically brought on by the sound of coffins being made downstairs while a garbage truck roars outside my window. And I'm just not sure that that's available here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, even if we did love it or didn't, we can't get out. We're trapped.
We're trapped. So we tried and we can't.
We tried and we can't. So if anyone knows how to get us out of LA, please email us because we can use all the help we can get. So I guess just like bring your oxen or
please.
Something.
Yeah. Bring them. If you love mouth time and don't want it to spontaneously burst into flames, try throwing a tip in our tip jar.
Yep. You can PayPal us at mouthtime@reductress.com.
That's mouthtime@reductress.com. And we will not shame you for being a bad tipper.
Honestly, there's no bad tip in the world of podcasting.
It's true. We have like zero standards.
Totally. There are a lot of people who like shove the things that we say into our brains so they can come out of our mouths, and we have to feed those mouths.
They're so hungry.
So I mean, like, skip your coffee just once, throw us a couple bucks just once, or drink your coffee and throw us a couple bucks because you're like a millionaire.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Throw us a couple bunts.
Yeah, throw us
we
a couple
don't
bunts.
Care.
Bunt a bunt.
Put bunt to bunt.
Bunt to bunt.
So thanks for putting your tip inside of us, our bodies, ourselves. And now let's get back to more important shit. Okay, so this next segment is my favorite segment, and it is called
The Mouthwash. And this is where we take a Reductress story, chop it up into tiny bits, throw it in a blender, and drink it so fast we get a brain freeze that makes us go, hoo-wee.
This week's article is by Rekha Shankar, and it's called How I Stopped Comparing Myself to Others Better Than Sarah Did. And I loved it.
And I might have loved it more.
Well, that jury's out, but I think I understood it better than you did because I had the squatter who lives in my apartment read it aloud as I was reading it.
Huh?
Anyway, this article is about someone who really realizes that their way to inner peace and outer success is stopping comparing herself to others. And she does this all like so much better than her frenemy, Sarah.
You know, some people would say that we are frenemies.
Sure.
And like,
we're more like ends.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like, I can get jealous of your free spirit sometimes, but I just have to realize, like, I have a clean public record and that just is my thing.
Yeah, like, for you, it's like, sometimes I get jealous of, like, how small and rich you are.
Uh-huh.
But then I remember that, like, your emotional life is a prison of your own making.
Right, right.
And then I feel better.
Totally. Like, I don't want to compare myself to you.
No,
but
of course not. No,
of course not. Of course not. But I do know that I'm better at not falling down than you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I do know that if I fall down, I would break.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes I'm like really envious of like all your horses. But then I remember sure. like, you know, you fucking suck. And that I'm good. And then that makes me feel better a little bit.
Totally.
I don't want that to sound weird.
No, it doesn't sound weird at all.
It's like a compliment.
Like when I think of you, I'm like, I'm way better at asking what the drink that's just been handed to me is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like way better at that. And I definitely like am going to live longer than you.
Mm-hmm.
And like I kind of deserve to live longer because I think I'm more I'm a better contributor to society than you.
Yeah, of course.
Which like it's not something I say. I say that because we're friends.
No, I know myself.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like more people would miss me if I died. And that was
the mouthwash. Okay, now it's time for a game that really gets to the heart of this podcast.
Why won't Rihanna do a collab with us?
Literally everyone has done a collab with Rihanna except us.
We got to LA and the first thing we did was just walked all over, just expecting to run into her. But it's like she's deliberately avoiding us.
It's pretty rude.
Yeah.
Here are all the reasons we think Rihanna won't do a collab with us. First off, you want to take it?
Yeah. First of all, I think she might not respect our opinions.
I think the thing about Rihanna is that like we're not friends yet, but she always does this thing where like she's not friends with me yet. And it's like, do a collab with me.
Yeah, do a collab. Come on.
So rude. So, yeah. And the biggest thing for me is like, I think maybe it's that our boobs aren't big enough. No, I am a 24 Dow, which is British sizing. I don't want to go into it, but I have pretty big boobs. But it's like, I feel like Rihanna is like, eh.
Maybe she just like doesn't understand good music. Like she doesn't listen to our podcast and like recognize that every podcast is one song and that song is good.
Yeah, exactly. Or like we gave her side eye in the club by accident once.
And we're sorry.
So sorry.
Oh my God.
I was mortified when I thought that this could have maybe been a thing.
I honestly like tweeted at her and I tweeted that I saw her at a super celeb like orgy like it
orgy,
was a secret
yeah.
It was like a secret orgy and then I had to sign an NDA for it and then like I just said it again that so now it's not a secret but sorry okay. Riri,
that's all right.
Okay, that might be a reason.
No, legal documents expire at the end of the calendar year so you're probably fine.
Oh phew.
Yeah,
maybe she respects us too much.
That I'm so glad you said that because I was thinking that and I was like, get the fuck out of my head thoughts, I'm trying to fuck a duck. But it was like the duck was really fast and I was like, whatever.
Why else won't Rihanna do a collab with us?
I think maybe she thinks that we would die under the weight of all that BDSM equipment that she has.
Oh, yeah. That's actually considerate. I might.
Yeah. And honestly, the biggest thing is like our styles just don't match up.
It's true. It's true. I only write K-pop.
Yeah. And I only do drum circles. Well, I don't drum. I like dance in the middle of them. That's like my musical contribution.
Anyway, that was
Why Won't Rihanna Do a Collab With Us?
We're still holding out for you, Riri. So we're doing our best to cope with this new environment.
And we thought we'd check in with each other just for a sec to see how we're doing in LA.
So
how you coping?
I'm doing okay. I'm thinking about getting a smoothie later.
What? What's that? Is that like a bagel?
Like, no. It's like a drink with fruits and vegetables.
The fuck?
And then they put it in a blender and blend it all up as if those things belong together.
Gwen, that is fucked up and you know it. This is how they get you hooked.
Who?
The LA smoothie cult. That's how they got Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams was in a smoothie cult?
Probably. She's so pretty.
Oh, I loved her in Shutter Island. How are you coping?
Oh, I've just been going outside and barking at passing cars.
That's really good.
I just hope that plane comes back to pick us up soon.
Me too. Okay, our guest today is incredible. She's written for 30 Rock. She created Pitch Perfect 1 and get this, Pitch Perfect 2.
Wow.
Yeah, she's the creator of the new show, Girl Boss. It's Kay Cannon.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
It's honestly so great that you're here because if you weren't, we wouldn't know where you were.
No. We actually like have been asking for some updates about where you are periodically, but like really radio silence from your end. So we're glad to finally just have some confirmation about where you are.
Oh, that's good.
And it's here.
I keep where I am pretty tight.
Yeah.
But it's also pretty boring. It's true. Home, no. Work. Yeah. Home again.
I was trying to create an app for a while because I hear that if you make an app, you get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this guy I know who has like a puma in his bathtub, and I was like, I want that. So I tried to make an app that was like Find K, and it was like finding you.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like I didn't know how to make an app, and also we didn't know where you were, so it fell through.
Oh, that makes but it very difficult to make that.
Yeah,
possible.
I made like $20 off of it.
Oh,
cool. Yeah.
No, that was just the fee that Apple paid you to stop sending them hate mail.
Right.
They were just like, if we pay you $20, will you stop like sending an email to iTunes at iTunes.com saying, how do I get my app to you?
If I can quote the great Kay Cannon, money's money.
I say that every day, every night.
Yeah.
24/7.
Like, and it's nice because sometimes people like judge like a hierarchy of money. It's like, come on. Right. $20 is $20, no matter who gave you the $20 and how much of like a threat of lawsuit was involved.
Is it girl boss or hashtag
girl boss?
It's girl boss. There are no hashtags.
Okay.
Why? Because the book is called Hashtag Girl Boss, but I think to name the show Hashtag Girl Boss, quite frankly, honestly, is kind of lame.
And, sure. And okay. Yeah. That's like coming a little too late because we have changed the name of our site to Hashtag Reductress. Oh, and like, no. We really wish we had known.
We thought it was a hashtag trend.
We thought that we were honoring you through honoring hashtags. Does right. that make sense?
I guess so. Hashtag, it does. But I want to say our show is starts in the year 2006 when there was no real promising hashtag.
I don't understand.
Situation.
Wait, when was that?
That was 10 years ago. 2006.
I don't get it.
Okay, it's 2016.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. What?
Our thing is like we sort of like we're like indigo children, so like we don't really like know what things are per se.
Mm-hmm.
But like we are like very attractive and like people give us stuff.
I think the pages are really heavy, and because I'm so tiny, and so to churn the page on a calendar and have to keep track of months is just like a physical burden I'm not prepared to take on.
I get it. I get it. Do what you have to do. Also, you're right. You're so beautiful that like you live in a world where you just get things.
Honestly,
thank you.
What was the last thing someone gave you because you were beautiful, and how did you make them feel small?
I got a hug from my 2-year-old daughter, and she said I was beautiful, and then I said, get out of here, you little punk.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing.
Honestly, yes. Street harassment can happen in the home from babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important to just make sure that the power dynamic is always very clear with the baby, because they're going to get big ideas.
Yes. I am not her best friend. I am her mother.
Yeah.
I'm not her friend.
Hashtag girl boss.
Hashtag daughter.
So your new show is about working in an office that's filled with women. So how do you like to like alienate?
Quite.
Yeah, like it's about like women who are like all in. It's like if you're gonna be a boss, you gotta be a girl. And it's then the whole every day mm-hmm. is about like how you're just like, how are we gonna alienate these men because they can't. We can't let them be the bosses.
Right, and like the opening of the show is like Let the River Run by Carly Simon, and we're coming over like on the Staten Island Ferry.
That would have been one way to go about it. I chose not to do it that way.
Oh.
But it's kind of not what the show's about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is the show about?
We just were guessing.
Yeah. That's sort of what we usually do. No one ever called us out on it.
What do you think Modern Family is about?
Yeah, it's like this like office furniture. That's filled with mostly like furniture, and like the furniture is like, how do we alienate the men mm-hmm. to let them know that you've got to be a furniture to be a boss?
Yeah, and then like the one furniture is like the sensible furniture, and the other mm-hmm. one's weird. And then like every so often they turn the furniture to face the camera,
and can
then
I say
the camera zooms in on the furniture, and it's like, Mwah.
Can I say something though?
Yeah,
there are antics.
There are antics
on the show.
Is there hijinks?
Yeah, there are hijinks. Mm-hmm. There's. It's a crazy adventure, and I hope that's not spoiling too much.
Oh my god, the episode where the Ottoman decides to go vertical instead of horizontal.
And then the Ottoman looks at the camera and winks and goes, that's a Modern Family.
Right. It's like, I don't do TV writing per se.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm still like thinking about
ever,
a lot
right,
of other...
ever, right?
No.
You've never done it, right?
No, not like
I mean,
really.
Like per se, it makes
per
it...
Per se, like...
You think that you've done it like once maybe, but it sounds to me like you've never done it.
Oh, I've never written a pilot in per se.
But I like one time...
Michelin star restaurant.
One time I got so frustrated with what I saw on my television that I did take a Sharpie and wrote on the TV, no thank you. And in that way, I have done a lot of TV writing.
But that did get... That got optioned.
Yeah, actually.
Oh.
And I turned them down because I was like, please, I'm not a martyr.
She's not. So your show is about a girl who's a boss.
She discovers what she loves to do for in life, and she becomes the boss of... She creates an online fashion empire.
Is that a spoiler?
No.
Oh, good. We like hate spoilers.
How do you respond to the rumors that you just stole the idea for this show from a book of essentially the same title?
I respond kindly to those rumors because that would be true.
Whoa.
Wow, what a scoop.
Honestly,
what a scoop.
Your honesty is brave and it makes me feel like I could start eating meat again.
Oh.
It's huge.
So, okay. So you do a lot of writing, but you're also a great comedic performer. What's the most elaborate plot that you've hatched to replace a star on screen because they're taking your spot?
Yeah, like moving a sandbag from a curtain so it would fall on the star's ankle so you could go in for her at the last minute.
Right. Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's really never been a thought that's crossed my mind.
What?
But I did in an episode of 30 Rock play dodgeball in a scene where you had to play dodgeball, where Liz Lemon is getting hit by dodgeballs.
Right.
And I was the one throwing the dodgeballs at Liz Lemon off camera. Whoa. So you see me for like a hot second on camera. And I whipped those soft little dodgeballs pretty hard.
Was it hard to divorce reality from fiction in those moments? Did you feel lost in the character?
Did I feel lost in playing myself throwing a ball at Liz Lemon?
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess there's a big difference when the camera's rolling. You know, how can you not get lost?
You just come alive.
Yeah. The magic of theater.
So much nicer and on camera than I am.
Do you think that like when more women could like become closer to their work colleagues and close friends by throwing things at them?
Absolutely.
In the workplace.
Yes. That's one of the lessons I want you to learn from watching Girl Boss, is that to throw things is the way to go.
It is.
I mean,
there's not enough media telling you that. And so, frankly, I think that's important. I've got another question for you, which is, what is your writing process and have you trademarked it?
I have not trademarked it yet, but I probably should, because people were going to steal it. I basically sit on my couch and write for a little bit and then watch Bravo for a lot and then write for a little bit and then watch Bravo for a lot.
Wow.
You are brave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Channel for brave people.
Yeah. What's like your favorite, like what's the Bravo show that gives the most inspiration to you?
Real Housewives of Anything.
Yeah.
That's good.
The thing about it is that, like, I don't know how to put it. Like, first of all, they're real. And second of all, like, they live in a place and it feels so connected to the place.
Call it a house.
Yeah. And their wives. They're wives of the house.
Right. It's about women who are married to houses. They're objectophiles, which I dabbled in. I actually am divorced twice from the Eiffel Tower. I don't want to talk about it, so don't bring it up.
Well, it's Eiffel Tower. I get it. Why it didn't work out, because he's so famous.
She
is so famous.
Excuse me.
It is so famous.
Don't.
Wow.
Do not.
You don't it? Wow. An objectifier doesn't it it?
Do not objectify her.
Okay.
So you live in LA.
Yes.
And it gets like pretty summer here. So how do you get pools?
How do you get pools?
You would either have one at your own place or build one, which
Write it down.
I'm writing it.
You got that. So you'd build one or you would go to either a friend, maybe a club, maybe a hotel
that
you charge a small fee to use the pool every day, like the Sportsman's Lodge does. And then you would use them. That's how you get them.
Use the pool. Write it down.
That's so fun. I love LA.
Yeah, we actually knew that already.
Yeah. So LA is like a great place if you want to be a part of like a low-key celeb cult, because there are a lot here, like Scientology and Soul Cycle.
Uh-huh.
So what is your most and your least favorite cult? And how would you advise the people who are stuck in it to get out?
Okay, my most favorite cult here is Barry's Bootcamp, which I frequent often.
Yes.
There's one.
We have those in New York, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to a boot camp, but it's like you get shoved in a boot for a week.
Oh.
But like in Britain, so it's like the boot of a call.
Okay. And my least favorite cult?
Or like the one that you're like, no, thank you.
No, thanks.
I'm going to, you've really stumped me. Your question is a very difficult Barbara Walters style question.
Yeah. Honestly, like, we just love to like ask hard-hitting questions about cult faves and hates.
Yeah. We're going to ask you about like probably other hard stuff, like how you can see if your eyes are closed and like.
You can't. It's impossible.
Okay. Wow. She's nailing these.
Yeah, she's right, smart. We got to
how do they get the trains underground?
They build them that way.
Wow.
Shoot. Okay. We need to do a really smart question. What's the book what's like 30 Rock the book? Like, what's that like?
Oh, there was no book for 30 Rock.
I don't get it.
Okay. Well, you understood like Pitch Perfect was a book. And you understood. Well, okay. But then you understood Girl Boss was a book.
Huh?
So, all right. You're making, this is another hard hitting question.
Yeah.
This is tough. I don't know how to answer this because I don't understand you two.
Thank you. Okay. So here's a question. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like a Hollywood powerhouse.
Oh, okay.
Does it get exhausting to like have to smoke so many cigars?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So many cigars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wake up. I don't even like the taste. I inhale, which you're not supposed to do.
Oh.
I wake up in the morning. My tongue feels weird.
Yeah.
But I gotta do it because it's the only way that you know that you're Hollywood power.
Yeah. That's so true.
My best friend is a Roomba who just had a baby, and we were all smoking vape cigars because she's a robot. So it's just like a cute thing.
Yeah, that's smart.
We heard that you actually, you yourself are a girl boss in your own right, if it's not too bold to say. What advice would you give to all those girl boardinates and girl assistants out there who want to become the one true girl boss?
Work crazy hard.
Yeah.
Don't quit.
Yeah.
I think a lot of ladies, when it gets real tough, sometimes quit. And I genuinely mean, do not quit out there.
Yeah. That's really good advice.
That's good. It's hard because like I need like minimum 7 naps a day. Otherwise I start to feel like a little bit bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't.
I've got a feeling it might be a little bit tricky for you to end up being a girl boss. Or are you a girl boss?
I always land on my feet. I'm like a dog in that sense. But I would love to be like vice president or treasurer. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like for me, I don't know like how I'm going to become like the ultimate girl boss, but I do know that like one day, like after I sell like the horses' babies, after the horses have babies, mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to buy more horses. And that's really exciting.
It's important though, because like you can use your money that you use from selling the baby horse that your horse made to buy other horses. But if you did keep that baby, you just have one baby. So it's sort of like,
It's having like a growth mentality.
Yes.
Does that make sense? It's like deciding to be your own financial advisor and then playing bingo with your life.
Yeah. And like, but for us, it's like most of the squares are free spaces.
Exactly. So you're starting off with like some advantages.
Yeah. What was the last time you touched a horse?
Not this last Christmas, but the Christmas before.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So did you give the horse for Christmas or you received it?
I went to my childhood home's next door neighbor. They have horses. And so I have neither given a horse nor received a horse.
That's just crazy confusing because you said Christmas. What do you do on Christmas besides give or receive?
You visit with your family.
I see what she's saying. She's saying that horses are such majestic creatures that no man can truly own them.
I actually disagree.
They're like the wind.
I think it's really important to put them in stables and then honor them.
Yeah.
But unless you want to sell them.
Right.
In which case, you have to take them out of the stable. Listen to me. If you want to sell a horse, you have to take it out of the stable.
You're hurting my arm. How are you that strong?
You can't leave it in the stable if you want to sell it. I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
I feel like I shouldn't have witnessed that.
Yeah, probably not. Have you ever thought of doing a show, like a web tie-in called Girl Horse, and it's like you and your neighbor's horses, but only the girl ones?
Only the girl ones, and the girl horses are trying to become horses
of
their own life.
No, they're just like sort of galloping.
It's
sort of like how zoos have like panda cams.
It also does take place in 2006, if that makes any influence.
So the horses are like,
well, now
different.
I definitely want to do it.
Are you just like obsessed with 2006?
What's your deal? What happened in 2006?
You're just trying to get back there.
2006.
Wow. So did you like put in a 1,000 time capsules for 2006?
And
you've been opening one every year since?
This is the time that I really felt I was alive. And I was so young. I was so, so young.
What was like your favorite part of 2006?
I didn't enjoy what was happening to Britney Spears, but I was like rooting for her to get better.
Yeah. It feels good to be a part of something big.
Yeah. She did end up climbing the Empire State Building on the outside though. She made it.
She did make it.
Yeah. And honestly, that's like still her reputation. The girl who climbed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like sort of thinking about doing a TV show for that, but it sounds like hard and I'm like allergic.
So, Kay, what would you say to someone who, like, doesn't know what they're going to do with their life, but they are considering bangs?
Oh, I'd say go for the bangs.
Really? Yeah. No matter what? You don't even want to see pictures?
No, I don't even want to see pictures.
That's crazy.
Because then they just grow back. You know, hair grows back.
That's easier said than done, though. But I guess that's just like a girl boss way to approach things. You're just like, hair grows back. Suck it up. Like, we're going to take over this office no matter what.
Stop worrying about
what. Only girls work here and we're all furniture.
Stop worrying about what you look like in bangs. Just get bangs.
Yeah.
Actually, like, legitimately inspiring.
Yeah.
And applicable in a real way.
Because the thing about what she just said is, I don't think it's just about bangs.
It's literally not. Guys, it's about.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's totally more than just being about bangs.
Wow.
Keep going. So keep going. Keep
Las
going.
Vegas. How was Las Vegas and how did you get out?
Oh my goodness, you guys. Las Vegas was crazy.
Were you Celine Dion there or what were you doing?
I know, but I saw Celine Dion do a dress rehearsal of her show and there were some mistakes. Like, she had all these giraffes and IMAX behind her.
Like Zootopia, it froze, but it was 2006. So
I don't do a good Celine here, but she turned around. It was around 2006, by the way.
And what?
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
She turned around and when she saw the giraffes were frozen and she's like, I am so sorry, audience. The giraffes are not moving. Come on, giraffes. The giraffes move. We will get the giraffe moving and then we will go on with the show. I will never forget it. That was a delight. That was the big thing that might have happened. No, that was before 2006. That was 2005.
I do have to say, like, Celine Dion is... She is like the girl bossiest of girl bosses.
Yeah, she's just a mess around.
She rules.
Yeah.
She like never lets anyone else sing for her. Like,
no.
If someone's like, I'll do it tonight, she's like, absolutely not.
She's absolutely like, not. It's like,
no,
my job.
It's my voice. I'm gonna do it.
Sometimes people are like, it's all coming back to you when? And she's like, now, get out of my dressing room.
Yeah. And like, considering she survived the Titanic, like,
that's
let her do what
it's
she
crazy.
Wants.
Like, she, like, it's so brave that they even let them make that movie about her life. And then she wrote a song for it. It's crazy.
It's so brave. Very girl boss. But yeah, how did you escape Las Vegas? Because we don't understand how to.
Yeah, how do we get out of places? LA?
Okay, so do you understand what a car is?
Yes.
Okay, taxi. So I got, well, or
taxi.
Just a regular car.
Right, a taxi.
That doesn't have a top and is a different color than yellow.
Yeah, it's not yellow and it doesn't have a top. And also, it doesn't have a number always, but sometimes.
Yeah.
On the back, on the butt of the car.
Okay. Well, regardless of what vehicle you get in, vehicle also means car.
Did
That you would get into that car and you would just drive out.
But isn't a car only allowed to go as many numbers are on the back of the car?
Yeah, that's
like
what
that's how many miles
I
they can go.
I don't even know where you got that information. That is misinformation.
Pedometer.
Yeah, like you look at the back of the car and it says like.
But like the license plate?
The AZ. I don't know what that is.
The odometer.
Yeah.
AZY.
There's
no odometer in the back of the car.
936.
Sometimes you can get like a sassy word that says like. Little sass.
And then you go to your phone and you see what numbers correspond to the words little sass. And you're like, I guess the first three numbers are the time you can get the car.
That is
so it's
very
like 9:36
complicated and very incorrect.
And then the last three numbers are how many miles it's allowed to drive before the car has to be put to sleep.
Yeah. We're in a lead cleanse. So if any of this sounds like kind of funny, it's just our toxins working out while the lead works our way through our system.
I fear that you think that a car is the same thing as having a horse that you have to put to sleep.
It's not completely they're different completely things. Different.
Thank you.
Okay, like
I sound ridiculous.
For example, cars don't have names and horses do. Other than that, and that's just how you kind of make sure that you know which is which. You're like, what's the name of this one? They're like, it's not a name, it's a car. And you're like, okay, so this one have a name.
Yeah. And just like I said in the salutatorian speech that I gave at high school, I did not attend. Car legs are horse legs, but they go round.
That actually is an Emily Dickinson quote.
Yeah. I was quoting Emily Dickinson, but it's also like I said
it's just hard to hear the M dashes when you say it out loud.
Well, you know what I think about all this.
What?
Money is money.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't believe we got to hear
it's
the
so
classic.
Good to hear.
Okay, on that note, we were like hoping that you would play a game with us.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, this game is called Subtweeters.
This is where we scour Twitter to see who's been talking smack without having the courage to add us directly. And we say what we'd subtweet them right back.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. And honestly, those people are total pussies. Not that I would tell them that.
No. Okay. So listen.
Okay.
We're each going to get three tweets. Okay. And like, these are real tweets. They're real tweets, and they're about
at
us.
Me or at you guys?
Well, we don't
at
know. Me? All of us.
All of us.
All of us. Okay. And then we get to say what we tweet right back.
Yeah.
Okay. So Div, here are yours.
Okay.
Okay. These are like some pretty bad subtweets.
No, I'm prepared.
Okay. This is at Sons of Meninism.
Okay.
I'd fuck Div.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean. I people have said that to my face before.
Don't cry.
I'm not going to cry because I can't, because I sold my tear ducts to a chic who turned out to just be myself.
You're cool. Over 140 characters right now.
Oh, definitely. I was, yeah, catfishing myself. But okay, so I would say, yes, you would, because I'm hot and you are too.
Wow, great.
Yeah, like literally like don't.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the next one.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'd fuck Div, maybe. That's from at murderfuck666.
Okay.
Careful, this one might have ties to the devil.
Yeah, I mean, like, sure. But like this guy, it's funny, I actually like sort of DM'd with him for a while. Like we were co dungeon mastering a game of Dungeons and Dragons, and we sort of like kissed, but it was bad. So now he's just, and I blocked him, and like he's like, maybe we'll get back together. So my subtweet would be like, call me.
Cool. Okay. Here's your last one.
Okay.
It's from at Don't Tread On Me 4.
Okay.
And this is a subtweet at you. It is Trump 2016.
Wow. I mean, like, fucking typical. You know, like, sometimes guys just can't handle being like not given female attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I would say is, hey, don't read on me. I'm not a chair.
Cool.
And then I'd be like, no, vote for me.
Yeah.
Because I am like sort of running for president. It's
in,
like, I'm not.
Yeah, in a low key way, but you're not like making it all about yourself.
Honestly, like if it's meant to happen, it'll happen.
Totally. That's how presidential campaigns work.
Right. Okay. So these are for Quinn.
Okay.
Okay. This is from at Loves Coffee.
Okay.
These pants I bought are too tiny. Frowny face.
What? Who wrote that?
This is from at who Loves Coffee.
Effing wrote that.
It's someone who.
Okay, you know things. What? I like whatever. I'm not even mad. Like it's hilarious that people even think that I'm upset about this because I'm not. I guess my response would be like, then go drown in them. Wow. If these pants are so tiny, then go drown in them.
That's really good.
Put them really good suffocate over their face. I can't believe someone would say that about
hey,
me.
Calm down. You're too small.
Okay.
You're too small.
Okay.
To feel that,
so. Okay. I'm ready for the next one.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Here, have a lead.
Okay. Thank you.
This is from at Love Sarcasm. I hate when tiny shit falls out of my hands.
Wow. Wow. I try my best to be held. I don't squirm around when people are holding me. I can't believe people would say that. And also, don't call me shit. I'm a lady.
I mean, to be fair, you do kind of squirm sometimes.
Well, it's because I'm incredibly ticklish on any ounce of my body, and even the slightest breeze almost knocks me over.
We know, that's fine.
That's like genetic. Okay, my response to at Love Sarcasm would be like giving them a taste of the bone of medicine, and it would be like, I bet you do.
So to there that said, I hate when tiny shit falls out of my hands, you'd say,
like, I bet you do. And then that way they would know, like, next time you pick me up, like, maybe I'll squirm on purpose.
They wouldn't know because you subtweet them, which is, like, total cowardly, except for when we do it.
Totally.
And this last one, this is from at Loves Braids. It's going to be brutal. These hands are small, I know, but they're not yours. They are my own. Hyphen Jewel.
Wow. Honestly, I need a second.
Okay.
Okay. I guess it's to this one, I would just write back an emoji of a flower, and I would say, like, like, dads can see everything, so good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all get it.
Yeah. I don't know. Dads can see whatever.
Okay. So, okay, hopefully, like, how brave we were will help you continue to be brave. We have some for you. Okay. So
okay.
This is from at so random 44. You ready?
I think so.
Okay. Pitch Perfect 2 was equally as good as Pitch Perfect 1. Hashtag loves.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Guys, I thought I could be brave, but I don't know if I can do this.
It's okay. It's okay. You can do this. You can do this.
Do you want a lead lick?
It's
like a little square of lead.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. There you are. A good mother.
I think I would say... because I feel paralyzed. I often try to take the high road.
Yeah.
So I would say I would italicize my subtweet for tone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
say thank you for seeing both movies.
Yes. Wow. That's good. That's good.
That's so good.
That's so good. Okay.
That's really good.
This next one is at literally just an egg. And this one is, I don't believe that girls should be bosses.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
Yeah.
This is at literally just an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I would, I'm really upset by that.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's, no one should be thinking that. But then I sort of think that maybe that might, that literally just an egg is more than an egg and is probably a girl.
Wow.
And so I'd say, at literally just an egg, you can do it, girl. I know you're not more than just an egg.
What? Yeah.
You can do it, girl. I know
you're not more than just an egg.
Literally just.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really brave.
That's brave.
I also like, I love how like you take the high road just because you're scared.
Oh, like, I know. So fear. Fear cool. will just make you a better
like,
person.
Fear-driven, like doing good
yeah.
things. Okay, and this last one is pretty brutal, so you might want to steel yourself.
Okay.
I'm
sorry in advance.
It's like, yeah. I really try not to pay attention to this.
Well, this one we're going to make you listen to. This one we're going to make you listen to.
We're going to make you listen to
it. Okay, all right.
This is from at KKen and Fan.
Ooh.
And the tweet is, I love KKen. Wow, I'm so sorry that I had to say that in front
it's
of
like,
your face.
I don't think that, but like no. someone else does.
But someone
thought
did. Yeah,
you should know.
We just it's searched so your insulting. Name and like there were a million ones that said it. I was like, honestly, yeah. like okay.
There is a KKen. Like I'm not trying to just get defensive here.
No,
but sure. there is a KKen who sells real estate. Or no, she doesn't sell real estate. She is kind of like a life coach. Like
how
she
dare
did.
She?
And I feel like. Again, I'm trying not to be defensive, but I feel like that's who he's talking about. I don't think he's talking about me.
Wow.
I think he's talking about Kay Cannon, who is like a, like, I think a life coach is the best thing I'd be able to describe her as. I don't know.
Yeah, because life
she's
is
got like, exactly. Yeah, get in.
Yeah. And so you know what? There's no I in we won.
I think for this situation, I would just hit the like button and move on.
Smash
wow.
that like.
Smash that like. Smash it.
That's amazing. We're definitely going to have to fire our research sex intern, Ryan, which is
tragic.
He's very small.
Oh my gosh. Kate, thank you so, so much for being here.
And also, you're welcome.
At the same time, also, like, this is like a small favor because we're just like blowing up and you yeah. don't have.
No, thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me. This is really nice.
This is just our last segment of the show and we call it Spill It. And this is just what we talk about. We have coming up, which just like kind of plugs, so to speak. So I would like to plug next Tuesday morning when I plan to wake up by slowly floating my eyes open and stretching in my satin sheets as like sunlight pours through my windows and gently across my face. What time is it? Come see me find out.
Wow. And I would love to plug the fact that I'll be sleeping under the dock in Santa Monica as part of my one-woman show that I plan to rehearse for but never fully mount. It's free, but if I catch you watching, you will have to pay.
Amazing. Kate, what do you have coming up that people can, you know, see you doing?
I don't have anything in the near future because everything is taking a long time. So if I plug Girl Boss or Pitch Perfect 3, like, you'll forget about it.
We won't forget.
Is Pitch Perfect 3 happening?
I think so.
Will they sing in it?
I think so.
Will they talk in it?
I think so.
Will they walk in it?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Will there be choreo?
They're affirmative on the choreo.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Those are all things that we look forward to. Tune in next week where we find out what a donut is.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Sarah Pappalardo, Nicole Silverberg, Anna Dresden, and Beth Newell. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Kay Cannon. Check out reductress.com for more, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.